Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we continue our discussion on climate change, and we welcome Sue Brandom and Scott Hortop, members of Climate Network Lanark, our local advocacy group that is taking decisive action against climate change. So welcome to you both, Sue and Scott. Hi.
Hi, Linda. Thank you, Linda.
Now you're out in a field somewhere, Scott, doing some scientific study or something, aren't you, right now?
Yeah. Where I live in Elmont, but I'm up in Renfrew at the side of a road and near a cornfield, and together with 30 farmers getting this demonstration of cover cropping.
Well, that seems to fit right in with today's interview, and isn't technology wonderful? Thanks for joining us. So, you know, CNL or Climate Network Lanark and people like yourselves really have to be congratulated for the work you do. I'm wondering what fuels your passion. Sue, how about starting with you?
Boy. So that goes way back, Linda, to when I was young, but I'm not going to bore you with the whole story.
Well,
but
it's just that we're limited in time. That's all.
Yeah, no. And enough to say, you know, I did canoeing in Algonquin Park with my family when I was young, and I came to really appreciate nature. And so through the rest of my life, I basically have devoted myself to trying to protect this incredible natural world, because I am awestruck by this world. And climate change at this point is the most terrifying thing that we're facing that is harming the world dramatically and has the potential to have enormous harm. Enormous destruction on the planet, on all life here, and on human beings too.
And Scott, enough? Oh, sorry.
Is that enough?
Oh,
that's enough of a motivation.
Yes, definitely it is. Scott, what about you?
Mine's really short. Grandchildren. I'm worried about what's ahead for them.
Okay. So this is a global problem. However, I'm wondering why you focus on Lanark County when it's a global problem.
Yeah, I can take that. 50% of the emissions that are affecting or causing global warming are in control by local authorities. Particularly local authorities and us as individuals. The heat that we use for our homes, the waste that we send to landfill and generate methane, those are two biggies that we can address.
How we get around locally, you know, where roads are built, those are all things that are governed and influenced by our local governments.
So what I'm hearing you say, both of you, is that we as individuals in our small communities here in Lanark County can do a lot to change things. Is that correct?
It's we can do, and more importantly, we must do. And we started 3 years ago with Sue Brandom and Gord Harrison founding a movement that will attempt to do the things that we need to do locally, act as a network to get some things done. And in that 3 years with minuscule resources, less than $20,000, we've been able to make a wonderful start. So much more to be done ahead, but we've made a wonderful start. Sue, would you want to talk about what we've been able to do at the county level?
Yeah, sure. So first off, we persuaded the county to develop a climate action plan. And this is really special. So in Canada, there's about 3,600 municipalities. There's only about 500 that have developed or are developing plans. In the whole of Eastern Ontario, there's only a handful of municipalities that have or are doing this. And so Lanark County really is in the lead in Eastern Ontario in developing a plan. So that's the first major thing we did. Another thing that we did early on was we brought ALICE to Lanark County. ALICE is the Alternative Land Use Strategy, and it's a farmer-started, farmer-run organization, And basically what it does is it finds ways to pay farmers for all those ecological services that they provide that they aren't paid for. So, you know, keeping water clean, keeping wetlands going, keeping forested areas, all that sort of thing. So those are two of the key things. And then we've gone on to create a number of working groups that developed ideas that we've put forward to the Climate Action Plan. And we've had lots of accolades from local politicians saying that that plan would not be where it is without the contributions of Climate Network Lanark and all of our members working on those projects.
Sue, let me tell the story of the working groups, the scope of the work that they're doing. We've got a group working in compost, another group on energy and transportation, another farm group, and a group working on nature-based climate solutions. Think about trees and wetlands. We've got about 1,000 people lightly engaged and probably 200 heavily engaged in this effort, and we need more, you know.
Okay, and I understand your group of supporters has grown as well over those last 3 years.
Definitely, yeah. There's 1,000 people on our mailing list as an indication of what's happening. Three specific projects that we're focused on. One is plans to offer a climate concierge, fancy word for help to householders who want to make a transition from current ways of using energy in their homes to the more climate appropriate methods like heat pumps. The technology jump is scary for all of us to do that, and we want to help people to make that leap. We're also very aware in Lanark of how important wetlands are to hold on to carbon in wetlands, not let it be released to create a worse climate problem. And we've got a project developed to work to protect existing wetlands. Do you want to add to that, Sue?
Actually, you know, I'm going to add to the heat pump one, because there's a couple of things out just in the last couple of days that are really exciting. So there's a new report that shows that electric heat pumps are in fact less costly than natural gas. And this is huge. So this means that, you know, urban people who are on natural gas can be converting to electric heat pumps too, and do make a huge dent in their GHG emissions, and do it so that it will be less expensive for them. And the other critical piece in there too is that there's that come November, the overnight electricity rates will be dropping dramatically. And so what that means is that thermoelectric storage will become very cost effective. And this is something that, you know, some of the listeners will have heard of, oh boy, 30, 40 years ago. And now it's going to be coming back big time. So anyway, those are just a couple of the exciting things that really make it possible for us to move, not just individually, but as a group, as a community, into reducing our GHGs.
How has this been received? You had a survey done. How has it been received by the residents of Lanark County, what you're doing? Mm-hmm.
So we did that survey last fall. And what I'm planning to do is to redo the survey again come this sort of fall, winter, and just see how people's, not just their attitudes, but their actual actions may have changed. And so certainly in the survey that we did last year, and we had more than 900 respondents, people were enthused about taking action. And many had, you know, taken some action already, right? But needed more assistance to be able to do more. And so that's what we're hoping to do with our Climate Concierge program, is to be in a position to bring them that assistance, to, about the funding that's available, about the tradespeople, you know, all of the resources that are available to help people take action.
Okay, now talk a bit about your climate action plan. It's been presented to council, right, to the county, and has it been passed? What's the status on that right now as we speak?
Yeah, so it's not just our plan. This is actually the county's plan, but Climate Network Lanark sits on the county committee that is developing the plan. And so at this point, the tables of actions have been reviewed by county in committee, and they're coming back to our committee on Monday. And then the expectation is that those tables will pass county council shortly after. And then the full plan will be finalized and will go to a public consultation and to county council, ideally before the election. You know, so that the plan gets passed this fall and so that it's ready for implementation with the new county, the new council.
Right. Are you proposing incremental steps be taken in putting forth this plan?
That's an interesting question, Linda. So at this point in the whole climate thing, we need to be taking giant steps, you know. I spent a couple of decades dealing with incremental steps.
Okay.
And this is where we're at, right? That didn't work, basically. And so we need to be taking giant steps, and we need to be taking steps that have to do with system change. You know, the onus of putting all of this responsibility on the backs of individuals, frankly, is unfair. You know, what we need to do is to change a number of systems so that people don't have to be thinking about each and every little action that they're taking, right? So that they just, so rather than it being, you know, commonplace to use a plastic grocery bag at the grocery store, right? It becomes commonplace to use reusable bags. That's a system change, right?
Change our mindset.
Not just mindset, but a change in practice in
our habits.
Everybody, yeah, is, you know, the store is making the change so that you don't get a plastic bag.
Right.
So that's the type of change that we really need to be working on, so that it makes it easier for individuals to take the appropriate action.
So quite it's often,
incremental.
Can I say, Sue, that quite often to for those changes to get underway, we so often need our political leaders to have the courage to move on those things, and that brings it back to us as individuals to let our leaders know that we're behind them. They won't move on risky climate action without knowing that the people are behind them. And the survey helped us to do that, and the next one will help further. But each of us as individuals, one of the best things we can do is to vocalize our support for climate, for our response to the things that I can't imagine that we aren't all disturbed by the weather stories that come to us nearly daily in the news.
You're walking out there a little bit. A little bit of trouble hearing you there, Scott.
We need to give courage to our politicians to act.
Right. So I'm just wondering what actions are included in the plan that you're planning on taking.
Oh my gracious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another story, right?
That's a whole, yeah, it really is. Okay. There's like, I don't know, there's, boy, 100 in there anyway, lots of detail.
Okay.
They are, the action lists are available through the county website. I know it's not the easiest thing to access, but they are available through the meetings. You know, people can see them for sure. Right. But it's my understanding there will be a public consultation too. So that they will be, you know, put out there and people will have opportunity to comment.
Okay. I'm just wondering, are there targets set in the plan for both that for both limits on greenhouse gas emissions and timelines for those
yes.
limits as well?
There, it's okay. about to be. So that's mm-hmm. we're discussing at the committee hearing on our meeting on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The staff have made certain recommendations. Broadly speaking, you know, Canada is now technically and aiming for a 45% reduction over the next through to 2030. The recommendations in these climate action plans are for a similar amount through to 2030. The recommendations from staff at Lanark County are for slightly less at the community level and for quite a bit less at the corporate level. So we will be discussing that at the meeting on Monday. And certainly Climate Network Lanark has always advocated for cut in half of emissions by 2030, that we have to aim for that. We really do. We have to make this aspirational. We have to, in setting a high target like that, what it causes you to do is to leap over the small things, okay? You say, rather than, you know, tweaking something here and there, let's make a big step. Let's make a giant step. And so that's why Climate Network at Lanark has advocated for those larger steps. So
right, I see.
And the meeting is public, so people can attend, and it's hybrid. They're welcome to come electronically, virtually.
When is the meeting again?
On Monday from, not Monday, I apologize, it's been changed. So it's the 31st from 10 to 12.
Okay, the 31st of August, it's a Wednesday,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we think of our biggest polluters, we don't have much time left, a couple of minutes, but what are our biggest polluters and what needs to be done now and how should it be done?
In Lanark
Big
County?
Questions.
The three yes. biggest are transportation, buildings, and organics going into landfill.
Okay. And what needs to be done in your opinion, both of you?
So certainly on the transportation front, you know, the big switch over to EVs is huge, but we need to be looking really seriously in Lanark County at much more public transportation and innovative stuff, you know, micro transit, that sort of thing. We need to be retrofitting, you know, most of our buildings. And there's all sorts of programs and funding there to help. And then on organics, frankly, we just need to be composting. You know, 25% of people who don't compost need to, and we need to be providing them with options for how to compost.
So for help, our listeners can go to?
They can contact us at climatenetworklanark.ca
mm-hmm.
and we will get back to them.
Okay. Any final message? Sorry?
Is Scott still on here?
I hope so.
Yes, I am.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda, final message from my post as chair of this group is that we're moving now to get the resources that will be needed to move these projects forward. And we need volunteers and we need donors. I can't think of a better dollar spent than on this undertaking to preserve our futures.
We need to be hiring staff to help us do all the projects that we're planning to do, Linda.
Okay.
And so to do that, we need financing. We need
so you're looking
support.
For donors, you're looking for help. You're looking for people to just get in touch with you to see what they can do on a small scale, individually, right here at home, right?
On a big right. scale. dream big, Linda.
Don't worry. We will. And, you know, I really have to take my hat off to you, the two of you, and the whole Climate Network, Lanark. I think you're doing a wonderful job. I mean, if people don't realize there's a problem now, after seeing all the documentaries that we see, David Attenborough and all these things about the plastics in the water, I don't know what will convince people after they've seen those things. So I think it's wonderful the work you're doing. Really.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you so much for today. You take care, Scott. Don't get lost out there in that field, eh?
Okay, I won't.
And I hope it doesn't rain. Thanks again, Sue and Scott.
Okay, bye, Linda.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, Linda.
You're very welcome. We'll talk again. Let's keep in touch. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye now.
Sue Brandon and Scott Hortop are with Climate Network Lanark. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.